Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 17th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We want our messages we prepare each weekday morning to encourage, although today's message is a little bit different in that regard, and we acknowledged such in our prayer a few moments ago. It's titled, The Blessing of Confrontation. I use a rather unusual scripture text today from Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13.
When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he, or Peter, used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles, because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray.
Do you like confrontations? Well, I sure don't, and I seek to avoid them if at all possible. I don't like to be on the receiving end, and I don't like to be on the giving end either. But there are times that confrontations are needed and can be redemptive. In fact, I feel among the characteristics of good leadership is the courage and willingness to confront. Sometime back, I had a compelling within my spirit to confront an influential Christian brother regarding a matter I felt very strongly about. But I'm pleased to report that in this case, my positions were clarified as I carefully studied the scripture and brought it into focus in addressing the matter. And I must point out, this was not a matter that involved the local church.
Well, our verse today records quite a confrontation encounter. It involved two of the most prominent leaders in the early church, Peter and Paul. The issue spoke to the very heart of the Christian faith. The Galatian churches had been infiltrated by a false doctrine. A group known as the Judaizers asserted that salvation was a mix of faith in Christ and keeping the Jewish law. By reading the text today, it closely indicates that the confrontation itself was prompted by Peter's actions.
First, notice the phrase, I opposed him to the face. Paul didn't seek a backhanded means of confrontation. Direct confrontation can be the most difficult, but in reality is usually the best. Paul was certain that Peter was clearly in the wrong. That's conviction. After all, Peter was Paul's senior in regard to church leadership and one of the original disciples of Christ.
The issue was association with the Gentiles. God's plan for the early church, and it's instructed for each age, is a healthy ethnic diversity. The church was comprised of both Jews and Gentiles. Peter should have learned this lesson from his experience in Acts 8:10. Acts 10, when he was called to the household of Cornelius. Now, rather than entering into fellowship, he drew back and separated himself from the Gentiles.
The basis of Peter's actions are so instructive. He was afraid. It's terrible when your convictions are set aside in fear of others and essentially politics, even back then. God had powerfully spoken to Peter early on the matter, and again, we actually have a link to Acts 10 up there. He clearly needed Paul's rebuke. Yet consider, Peter was one of the original 12 disciples and a member of Jesus' inner circle, that of Peter, James, and John. He spoke for the new church on the day of Pentecost and was the most prominent leader in the church's earliest years.
But I ask you, did Peter react to Paul's words, or did he respond? There is a difference. I wonder if he thought or even said, how dare you speak out against me? You weren't even one of the 12, let alone in the inner circle. He could easily have brought up Paul's past, along with the terror and heartache that he brought to the followers of Christ.
Paul, on the other hand, was the Johnny come lately. He had missed all the action during Christ's earthly ministry and then vehemently persecuted the early church. I wonder if it was difficult for Paul to confront Peter. What right did he have to confront a senior leader of the church?
Yet today we are all enriched by this encounter. Correct doctrine was preserved in this circumstance. Peter later wrote a very respectful remark about Paul when he said, "Our beloved brother," in his second epistle. This is in 3:15. It's interesting that his first letter was written to these same churches in the region of Galatia. This suggests that Paul's rebuke had no lasting harm on Peter's esteem among these churches.
Today, may God help us, like Peter, to receive proper rebuke if needed. May we also have the courage, like Paul, to stand up for our convictions and truth. Confrontations can be an opportunity for spiritual maturing when it is done prayerfully, lovingly, and discreetly. If God urges you to confront a person about a matter, be obedient to his leading. When doing so, remember that you're responsible for the message and the way you deliver it, but the recipient is responsible for his or her response to the message.
Let's pray together. Father, we want to be used of you to bless others and encourage them in their spiritual walk. Help us to be sensitive to your Spirit's leading when there are words of guidance, caution, or even correction that we are to share with our brother or sister. Help us to be careful messengers of your truth, grace, and reproof. Help us also to be grateful recipients when you use other godly messengers to speak to us about matters which we ignore, misuse, or are blinded to. May we all do our part in building up the body for which Christ gave his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, this has been a different message. And, we even nearly finished with it. Oh, we wondered, boy, is this something we want to use? So much more can be said. It is part of God's Word. It's a confrontation between Peter and Paul in this case. It's interesting. Another time, Peter had a confrontation with Barnabas. There's a lot more that could be written about today's message, but in the final moments before the podcast, I wrote down a couple of notes, a couple of further clarifications that are in order. And I know much more could be written. In fact, there's a part of the message that I think is so interesting I didn't even comment on when it said even Barnabas was led astray. I think that's an interesting phrase, indicating Paul's esteem of Barnabas, but a surprise that he would fall for this. The first clarification I want to share is the confronter is not always correct. We need to listen when confronted and examine the matter in our hearts and consider it, but we may very well be correct in the position we hold. I've been confronted, and at times I realized they were right. I needed to change. And at other times, they were not. Sometimes they were well-meaning, other times not so much. Secondly, some people seem to like to confront and are nitpicky about matters of taste and mere opinion. Thirdly, when we are led to confront, we should do so with an attitude of humility. And fourth, face-to-face is good, but not always possible. I also find it helpful to write my position out, whether the confrontation is face-to-face or in the form of a letter. Well, some thoughts to consider today. We do post a number of photos up today. I repost the remaining photos that I think might be of interest of our trip to New York last week. And if you care to look at them, they're on our website at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Thursday, June 17th, 2010. We also each day post music that we feel would relate to the message. Well, I want you to consider music that would relate to today's message. I frankly couldn't think of any songs that have been written, hymns or choruses regarding confrontation. But because I typically always post at least one song, a song came to my mind, a great old hymn, He Leadeth Me. And I like that song and the phrase, His faithful follower, I would be. Well, thanks for joining us today. May God bless you richly and help you as you continue to be Christ's faithful follower.